This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Across much of the western U.S., livestock grazing is often viewed simply as a way to feed cattle. However, officials at the Department of the Interior say properly managed grazing can also play an important role in improving rangeland health, supporting wildlife habitat, and reducing wildfire risks. When I visited Washington, D.C. recently, I heard from Associate Deputy Secretary Karen Budd Phelan about how the department is using grazing as part of its broader land management strategy. We'll hear from her right after this.
Doing business with GrowMark is easy. GrowMark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. GrowMark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, GrowMark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at GrowMark.com.
Department of the Interior Associate Deputy Secretary Karen Budd Phelan says recent research has shown grazing can benefit species that have often been in the center of land use debates, one of them being the sage grouse.
One of the big issues in front of Department of Interior has been the sage grouse and what to do with the sage grouse in the western states. They have now come out with studies from the University of Idaho and others showing that well-managed grazing is a benefit to sage grouse. And there's lots of other species in that same category. We can manage cattle. We can rotate them. We can use them to our benefit to increase soil health, soil productivity, control noxious weeds, and prevent wildfire. In fact, one of Department of Interior's initiatives this year, because of the horrible drought and because it is going to be a wildfire season, is to lean much farther forward to using livestock grazing to control things like cheatgrass and other grasses that, as soon as they light on fire, are going to destroy hundreds of thousands of acres.
As drought conditions continue to impact large portions of the West, Budd Phelan says Interior is also looking for ways to help livestock producers maintain access to grazing resources while protecting the long-term health of the land.
Yeah, and I think the truth is, I think that most ranchers are anticipating that, because if there's not the AUMs there, we're not going to graze our cattle there. I mean, why would I jeopardize the health of a cattle herd with the genetics that I built up by not giving them enough to eat? And so I think ranchers are going to make that adjustment. We are trying to anticipate that. Several weeks ago, Department of Interior put together a map that people can look at in terms of vacant allotments, where cattle have been eliminated for who knows what reason back in the past. And so we're trying to open that up so that if you don't have a place to go with your cattle, maybe there's a vacant allotment nearby so that you can have some of those grazing resources. The Fish and Wildlife Service is also looking at wildlife refuges. Wildlife refuges allow livestock grazing if it's compatible with the purpose of the refuge. And so U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service now is going through what they call a compatibility determination of every wildlife refuge to determine if there's some additional grazing for lives that can occur on those refuges to provide additional AUMs in this horrible drought year.
Budd Phelan says the Interior Department is working with multiple agencies to identify additional grazing opportunities where appropriate, while also preparing for what could be another challenging wildfire season across the West. I'm Dustin Huffman.